So here's the same type of comment. You can do pretty complicated alignments of subarrays on big arrays. But it's not, it doesn't fit my idea of what data parallel programs look like. Although actually if you had a complex adaptive mesh, that's sort of how it would look, but I don't think you'd find it very easy to implement an adaptive, complex, patchwork mesh using this technology. It's too clumsy. See, typically the model I have is that this template is a set of data values or fundamental data space of the world we're modeling, and then we have these various components, and we're basically telling the system where these components lie in that space, and these rather complex types of structures don't fit my at least my intuition for what the real world looks like. They often are displaced by one or something like that, because you have a locality or a nearest neighbor structure. So simple displacements, fixed displacements, are quite common. But these more complex structures I consider to be not of clear value.